April is National Poetry Month, and KUOW is celebrating writers from around the Pacific Northwest. We've invited poets to write an original piece inspired by a KUOW news story. It's called News Poet. And today we hear from West Seattle-based poet Katie Ellis. Her poem was inspired by the death of Charlena Lyles, who was shot and killed last summer by Seattle police. Here's Katie Ellis reading her poem, Once Again, Upon a Time.
The wolf is disguised as a 30-year-old pregnant black woman. A litter of four pups den with her in a fourth-floor apartment, near a lake in a gallant land known by all as the Great Pacific Northwest. Imminent summer solstice pries day from night in wide, bright sheaths. This is not a fairy tale, though the wolf appears in a story the next day. Transcripts of officers afraid of the woman's shape-shifting powers. They knew she'd brandished scissors once before in her black paws. But brave they were, two grown men, holstering shiny loaded guns. Surely they could take down a wild-minded wolf half their size. And when they did, her cubs emerged, disguised as little children, who knows their mother's scent, imprint her permanent sleeping curse.
The story that inspired that poem was originally reported by KUOW's Patricia Murphy. That was Katie Ellis reading her poem Once Again, Upon a Time. And you can find it at our website, kuow.org.